O Son of Being, bring thyself to account each day ere thou art summoned to a reckoning, for death, unheralded, shall come upon thee and thou shalt be called to give account for thy deeds. Baha'u'llah. O Son of Being, bring thyself to account each day ere thou art summoned to a reckoning, for death, unheralded, shall come upon thee and thou shalt be called to give account for thy deeds. Baha'u'llah. Set before thine eyes God's unerring balance and, as one standing in his presence, weigh in that balance thine actions every day, every moment of thy life. Bring thyself to account ere thou art summoned to a reckoning, on the day when no man shall have strength to stand for fear of God, the day when the hearts of the heedless ones shall be made to tremble. Baha'u'llah. Set before thine eyes God's unerring balance and, as one standing in his presence, weigh in that balance thine actions every day, every moment of thy life. Bring thyself to account ere thou art summoned to a reckoning, on the day when no man shall have strength to stand for fear of God, the day when the hearts of the heedless ones shall be made to tremble. Baha'u'llah. Return ye to God and repent, that he, through his grace, may have mercy upon you, may wash away your sins, and forgive your trespasses. The greatness of his mercy surpasseth the fury of his wrath, and his grace encompasseth all who have been called into being and been clothed with the robe of life, be they of the past or of the future. Baha'u'llah. Return ye to God and repent, that he, through his grace, may have mercy upon you, may wash away your sins, and forgive your trespasses. The greatness of his mercy surpasseth the fury of his wrath, and his grace encompasseth all who have been called into being and been clothed with the robe of life, be they of the past or of the future. Baha'u'llah. He who is the eternal truth knoweth well what the breasts of men conceal. His long forbearance hath emboldened his creatures, for not until the appointed time is come will he rend any veil asunder. His surpassing mercy hath restrained the fury of his wrath, and caused most people to imagine that the one true God is unaware of the things they have privily committed. By him who is the all-knowing, the all-informed, the mirror of his knowledge reflecteth, with complete distinctness, precision and fidelity, the doings of all men. Say, praise be to thee, O concealer of the sins of the weak and helpless. Magnified be thy name, O thou that forgivest the heedless ones that trespass against thee. Baha'u'llah. He who is the eternal truth knoweth well what the breasts of men conceal. His long forbearance hath emboldened his creatures, for not until the appointed time is come will he rend any veil asunder. His surpassing mercy hath restrained the fury of his wrath, and caused most people to imagine that the one true God is unaware of the things they have privily committed. By him who is the all-knowing, the all-informed, the mirror of his knowledge reflecteth, with complete distinctness, precision and fidelity, the doings of all men. Say, praise be to thee, O concealer of the sins of the weak and helpless. Magnified be thy name, O thou that forgivest the heedless ones that trespass against thee. Baha'u'llah. Every time my name the All-Merciful was told that one of my lovers had breathed a word that runneth counter to my wish, it repaired, grief-stricken and disconsolate to its abode, and whenever my name the Concealer discovered that one of my followers had inflicted any shame or humiliation on his neighbor, it, likewise, turned back chagrined and sorrowful to its retreats of glory, and there wept and mourned with a sore lamentation. And whenever my name the ever-forgiving perceived that any one of my friends had committed any transgression, it cried out in its great distress, and, overcome with anguish, fell upon the dust, and was borne away by a company of the invisible angels to its habitation in the realms above. Every time the sin committed by any one amongst them was breathed in the court of his presence, the ancient beauty would be so filled with shame as to wish he could hide the glory of his countenance from the eyes of all men, for he hath, at all times, fixed his gaze on their fidelity, and observed its essential requisites. Baha'u'llah. Every time my name the All-Merciful was told that one of my lovers had breathed a word that runneth counter to my wish, it repaired, grief-stricken and disconsolate to its abode, and whenever my name the Concealer discovered that one of my followers had inflicted any shame or humiliation on his neighbor, it, likewise, turned back chagrined and sorrowful to its retreats of glory, and there wept and mourned with a sore lamentation. And whenever my name the ever-forgiving perceived that any one of my friends had committed any transgression, it cried out in its great distress, and, overcome with anguish, fell upon the dust, and was borne away by a company of the invisible angels to its habitation in the realms above. Every time the sin committed by any one amongst them was breathed in the court of his presence, the ancient beauty would be so filled with shame as to wish he could hide the glory of his countenance from the eyes of all men, for he hath, at all times, fixed his gaze on their fidelity, and observed its essential requisites. Baha'u'llah. If ye become aware of a sin committed by another, conceal it, that God may conceal your own sin. Baha'u'llah. If ye become aware of a sin committed by another, conceal it, that God may conceal your own sin. Baha'u'llah. My God, if none be found to stray from thy path, how, then, can the ensign of thy mercy be unfurled, or the banner of thy bountiful favor be hoisted? And if iniquity be not committed, what is it that can proclaim thee to be the concealer of men's sins, the ever-forgiving, the omniscient, the all-wise? May my soul be a sacrifice to the trespasses of them that trespass against thee, for upon such trespasses are wafted the sweet savours of the tender mercies of thy name, the compassionate, the all-merciful. May my life be laid down for the transgressions of such as transgress against thee, for through them the breath of thy grace and the fragrance of thy loving kindness are made known and diffused amongst men. May my inmost being be offered up for the sins of them that have sinned against thee, for it is as a result of such sins that the day star of thy manifold favours revealeth itself above the horizon of thy bounty, and the clouds of thy never-failing providence rain down their gifts upon the realities of all created things. Baha'u'llah. My God, if none be found to stray from thy path, how, then, can the ensign of thy mercy be unfurled, or the banner of thy bountiful favor be hoisted? And if iniquity be not committed, what is it that can proclaim thee to be the concealer of men's sins, the ever-forgiving, the omniscient, the all-wise? May my soul be a sacrifice to the trespasses of them that trespass against thee, for upon such trespasses are wafted the sweet savours of the tender mercies of thy name, the compassionate, the all-merciful. May my life be laid down for the transgressions of such as transgress against thee, for through them the breath of thy grace and the fragrance of thy loving kindness are made known and diffused amongst men. May my inmost being be offered up for the sins of them that have sinned against thee, for it is as a result of such sins that the day star of thy manifold favours revealeth itself above the horizon of thy bounty, and the clouds of thy never-failing providence rain down their gifts upon the realities of all created things. Baha'u'llah. O thou forgiving Lord, thou art the shelter of all these thy servants. Thou knowest the secrets and art aware of all things. We are all helpless, and thou art the mighty, the omnipotent. We are all sinners, and thou art the forgiver of sins, the merciful, the compassionate. O Lord, look not at our shortcomings. Deal with us according to thy grace and bounty. As shortcomings are many, but the ocean of thy forgiveness is boundless. Our weakness is grievous, but the evidences of thine aid and assistance are clear. Abdul Baha. O thou forgiving Lord, thou art the shelter of all these thy servants. Thou knowest the secrets and art aware of all things. We are all helpless, and thou art the mighty, the omnipotent. We are all sinners, and thou art the forgiver of sins, the merciful, the compassionate. O Lord, look not at our shortcomings. Deal with us according to thy grace and bounty. As shortcomings are many, but the ocean of thy forgiveness is boundless. Our weakness is grievous, but the evidences of thine aid and assistance are clear. Abdul Baha.